I've been nursing Danny O'Grady along for over a year, you know. Slowly making him feel comfortable online. Letting him know his feelings of rage and inadequacy are common and acceptable. Then it was easy. Met him in person. Showed him I'm a legitimate guy. His own school counselor, in fact. How can you doubt what the school counselor is telling you? You need to stand up for yourself, Danny. Show everyone, including your father, who's boss. Of course, I never mentioned Melissa Avalon. I left that as a last-minute surprise. He just had to bring the guns and his backbone. I'd help him take a stand. When we walked into the side entrance of the school, the boy was shaking like a leaf. But you should have seen the look of determination on his face. Man, I was proud. Ironically enough, I kind of felt like a father. And then I walked into the computer lab and drew down on pretty Melissa Avalon. Richard's voice lowered. He leaned forward conspiratorially. The trick is to hesitate, he confided. Let the kid apprise the situation. Let him understand he has the chance to intervene. And then, while he's still shocked and dazed and trying to find his conscience, bam, pull the trigger. Down goes the precious little teacher. And the kid is all yours. He didn't stand up for good. Now he's got to be evil. I told the boy to let it rip, and he bawled like a baby, but he didn't disappoint. Not bad shooting, really, considering he was too frightened to leave the doorway of the computer room. Shep might be a decent teacher after all, at least when it comes to guns. Man rocked back on his heels. He sighed and finished up contentedly. Danny killed himself two little girls. And as soon as everyone left the building in a wave of mass confusion, I calmly exited stage right. Piece of cake, just like the times before. Not quite. Becky saw you.